Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this hump day, Wednesday, November 1st, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Katie Ness. She is filed to run for the 103rd House District as a Republican in next year's election. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good, good, good. We've been talking about and putting out a call to action to contact Betsy Cofia. We've been giving out her phone number to her office and her email address regarding House Bills 4949 through 4959, these 11 bills that were already passed in the Senate without immediate effect. Now is on the agenda for today, possibly late tonight or tomorrow. And we've been contacting the Speaker, Joe Tate, as well, and telling him not to bring the bills up for a vote. But we're telling people to call and to email Betsy Cofia, been giving out her office phone number, email address, saying, don't vote for these bills, or I will come down and volunteer to get signatures to recall you. That's the message we're sending to Betsy. And I wanted to get your perspective. I know you and your campaign is not part of the recall effort, but the language has been approved. The clock is ticking to get the signatures, and they need basically 160 volunteers to get 100 signatures each. That'd be 16,000 valid signatures in the Republican district of the 103rd. And I wanted to get your perspective. What are you hearing out there this morning about these bills and about the recall effort?
Well, I mean, the bills are egregious. I mean, this is insane that we are in this day and age where we have to go to these lengths to defend our children and the unborn. And the things that they're passing, they had all of these way liberal left agenda sitting on the shelf just waiting for this moment that they had control over the House, the Senate, and the governor, so they could just push everything through without caring what the people actually wanted. The people don't want these things, not the way that they're pushing them. They will say one thing, but when you actually read the bills, people don't want those things pushed on them. And it's sad that we're in this day and age, but we have a lot of great patriots who are going to take a stand to do something about it. We can't let these stand, and we got to fight for our children and our unborn and for our state of Michigan.
Well, one of the things that really is the most egregious as I'm reading through these packages is these bills get rid of every single safeguard and protection for women. I'm looking at the bills and I'm reading where they are not requiring these outside Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, that they don't even have to be registered with the local hospital nearby, where they are basically able to go in the event they start an abortion procedure and they nick the uterus or they somehow harm the woman. She's going to bleed out in their clinic. They don't even have to have standing privileges at the local hospitals. They don't have to report now anymore any injuries that take place during an abortion procedure. And the most egregious out of all of them, they include late-term partial birth abortion up until the day of delivery, where they can actually tear the baby apart. It's all in these bills, Katie, and I can't believe anybody with a moral conscience could even vote for something like that, but yet they are.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And they say this is for the health of the women, women's health. Not at all. It's not about that at all. It's about making the money. It's about the business of abortion and the money that they want that to bring to the state of Michigan, especially since other states are creating more harsh abortion restrictions. Michigan's trying to loosen theirs up so they can agree. It's all about the money. It's not about women's health at all, especially the women of the child, the female children that are being torn apart. And you're right, partial birth abortion it's not even abortion. Let's just call it what it is. It's murder.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things, I know the clock is ticking. The language has been approved to get the signatures. Do you have any idea? Have you heard? How are they doing on the signatures? Where do you stand? How many more volunteers do you need?
Well, we could always use more volunteers. I mean, there's many hands make light work on that. And I'm just helping out with it because we have to be active. We have to do something. And what the great thing is that this is bringing people together, like-minded individuals, Republicans, independents, and we're even getting Democrats that are signing the recall petition because what Betsy campaigned on was middle of the road, the Democrat, and she is voting way liberal left, and people are seeing that. Even Democrats are reading that, and they are not happy with it. So many volunteers, obviously, with the weather getting a little bit cooler and the holidays coming up, we need to just get this done. And so you're right. You did the math. It's 100. If you have 160 volunteers, they come down and do 100, get 100 signatures, which can be done in an afternoon. That's it. That triggers a special election, and then we can win that election. Statistically, with the numbers, we have the numbers to make that happen. We just need to get out and get the signatures.
Can you clarify for me, once the signatures are gathered, they're verified, it does trigger the recall election. When would that special recall election be held?
Per the Michigan election law, it would be held in May. And it would be a single ballot issue. And that's one of the things that would make this a good opportunity, because we all know that the Democrats put on proposals, propositions that they did the last election with Prop 1, Prop 2, Prop 3,
right.
And of course the abortion bill that brought everyone out of the woodwork to vote on, and they're going to do another one for 2024. That they know that works, that's their MO now, and that's the only way that their candidates will actually get elected, is if they bring out a proposal or a petition ballot that will bring people to the polls. So we know that. But in a special election in May, they don't have that opportunity. So there's not going to be a special ballot proposal that they can use to get people out to vote. This will just be between one Republican, one Democrat, and we'll see who wins.
Yeah. And again, I got a text from Cliff Tolini, County Commissioner in Presque County. He actually did the research while I was on the show today, and he said it wasn't 1%. I thought she beat Jack O'Malley in the general election in November. I thought it was 50.5 to 49.5, but actually he said it was only 300 votes was the difference in her victory.
Yeah, and it was all because of Prop 3. I mean, I worked the polls during Prop 3, and we had people coming out of the woodwork that have never voted a day in their life, and they were there because of the messaging that was sent out with Prop 3. And the scary thing is that they are so good at twisting the language or redefining terms and calling it something that it's not to get people out to vote for it. But when they really read the petition language, it's egregious, and that's what they're voting on right now. It's like you said, partial birth abortion is murdering babies. And if people had actually known what the bill really said in the fine print that they don't want you to read, it wouldn't have passed. But it also wouldn't have brought the people out to vote to push Betsy over the edge.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the folks, again, not part of your campaign, I want to make sure everybody hears this, it's clarified, so they can't just snip out what they want on this interview. You and your campaign is not part of the recall effort, correct?
Correct. No, we're not part of the recall effort. We're not pushing the recall effort. I support it, and I will go out and get signatures and help with it, but it is not part of my campaign, though.
Right. And there is an email address that people can email if they want to volunteer. Come down, get the petition sheets, get your business cards to give to people when they sign the petition sheet. What is that email address specifically people can email and volunteer to help out?
Sure. It's recallbadbetsy@gmail.com. So recallbadbetsy@gmail.com. And that will get to the team, And they have walk lists that are specific by neighborhood. So it's super easy. They have it set up for Republican and independent voters, so you know exactly what houses you're going to. And it's just to make it easy for the people that are coming down to walk. And like I said, it seems like a big task, but when you get a lot of good patriots that are all working together, this petition, this recall and special election doesn't just affect Traverse City and Leelanau and Benzie County. It affects our entire state. That's the thing that we need to understand. It changes the demographics of the state representatives of the House, and it flips from the Democrats having the majority to being even, which means the Democrats won't be able to get anything more passed if we all stick to our guns down in Lansing. But we have to do this because it affects our whole state, and so we need volunteers from all over. If you care about the state and you want to see the Michigan House flipped back, we need to all work together to get this done.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to text people the email address again, recallbadbetsy, BETSY, @gmail.com. If you want that email, just text me email and I'll send you that email. You can volunteer. Again, Vicki and I are going to go down. We're going to collect 100 signatures each. And probably make a day out of it, Katie. Probably end up having to buy her dinner and go shopping. But I'm going to recruit Miss Vicki to come. But it can be done. And again, with us two doing it, you only need 158 more. And I know you have a ton of people in Traverse City area right now helping out on this. So not that many more volunteers are needed.
That's right. Yeah, we have. And it's not just all Traverse City. It's all of Leelanau County. It's two townships in Benzie County. So all the counties are working together to get this done. And, like I said, many hands make light work. So the more volunteers, the better. We'll have signing, locations that I can send out to people as they contact me. I can let them know where we're all going to be meeting on Saturdays and going out from there. So we'll make that super easy. Just pick a Saturday. Pick a Saturday that you can come down and spend a couple hours and walk, and we'll get it done.
Very good. We appreciate you. Katie Ness, again, recallbadbetsy @gmail.com. Katie, thanks for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, great. Thanks, Chuck Randy.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of the third hour, final segment of today. Text messages blowing up my phone during the break. All kinds of people wanting to send an email to volunteer to collect 100 signatures to recall Betsy Kofia. They have the petition sheets. They have the walking list. You can stand outside of the post office. You can stand outside of the mall. You can stand outside of Walmart, Meijer, wherever. You have to understand that this could flip the House Democrat majority to a split. This one seat. This gridlock that's going to occur after Tuesday's election, again, Tuesday is election day, folks. This coming Tuesday, November 7th, you need to call your clerk and find out, do we have to vote? Do we have something on our ballot? Some kind of special millage, bond, whatever. You need to know. But down in Warren, Michigan, they're electing a new mayor. It's probably going to be a Democrat state representative. They're doing the same thing in Westland. When that occurs, we got gridlock in Lansing. 56 Democrats go down to 54, equaling 54 Republicans. Joe Tate is no longer the speaker. I believe the House rules call for a divided House. 1 month, Joe Tate, the Democrat, would be the speaker. The next month, the Republican would be the speaker. And they alternate until the special election in May to replace the two Democrats that are going to be forced to resign because they became mayors of Warren and Westland, Michigan. But all of that is irrelevant. If we go down and collect 16,000 signatures, 160 people get 100 signatures each, there's a recall election. Katie Ness, who you just heard on the show, running as a Republican against Betsy Kofia, the Democrat. The communist socialist that she is. And by the way, Tuesday's election in Onaway School District, you need to spread the word to vote no on both of these bond proposals for the school. It will never change. They have all the power and the support. It is going to change. It's going to change in next year's school board election. I guarantee it. Cliff sending a revised text. Sorry, Randy, it was 300 votes in Benzie County. the total that she beat him by. The total was 765. Still too close to be outspent. They spent $1.4 million to elect Betsy Cofia. Jack O'Malley only had raised $200,000. He was outspent 7-1 and lost by 765 total votes. 300 in Benzie County alone, 765 total. $1.4 million that Democrats dumped into that race. Folks, it only pays $72,000 a year. It's all Betsy's getting paid. All our state reps, state senators, $6,000 a month, $72,000 a year. That's it. They dumped in $1.4 million in TV ads and mailers. They had people knocking doors. And she only beat them by 765 votes. I can guarantee, I can absolutely guarantee with 100% certainty that in a special recall election in May, Katie Ness wins that seat 52-48%. I guarantee it. The Democrats do not have the time to get out the resources to defend her. It's not going to happen. You have to understand, folks, this is going to be a critical effort. So again, if you want to contact the Speaker of the House, our House, Joe Tate, text me Speaker. I will text you the link for his phone number to his office and his email address. If you want Betsy Cofia's number and email address and what to say to her, text me BC. Speaker for Joe Tate, text me Speaker. Text me BC for Betsy Cofia. And be monitoring online, on your phone, on a computer, on a tablet, tonight especially. House.mi.gov is the state house website. On the right corner is a link that says House TV. Hover over that link. Today's schedule, House TV schedule, click on the link and watch it live. If you've never done it before, you need to do it. I have it open 24/7. I have a link right on my desktop. It sits right there. All I got to do is hover over it. I look at it every night and every morning before I go on this microphone to see what's on the schedule. Well, you are going to see basically a lame duck session today in Lansing. They are going to be ramming close to almost 100 bills through today and possibly tomorrow. And they may finish up on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, November 7th, Election Day. Folks, this is critical. We must stop House Bills 4949 through 4959. Tell the Speaker, don't even bring it up for a vote. Tell Betsy, if you vote for these bills, I'm coming down to collect signatures to recall you. It's that simple. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows, golden Burt Lake sunsets, and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a